Lindsay Peluso?
Yes.
Are you hiring? I think I heard that.
We are. We're very much hiring.
And what do I have to do?
Can you climb a turbine? It's 300 feet.
I've never done that
straight up
before, but I might be able to try. How much would you pay me to do it?
Quite a bit, actually. We have a range. The range for us starts at about $17 an hour and can go up to $32, but then you're also getting paid. You're working about 60 hours a week, and you're getting paid a lot of per diem.
You trying to get me another job?
No, what I'm trying to tell you about is some good news here. Lindsay Peluso is a field resource coordinator for Vestas, a global wind systems company who has been on a hiring spree as the turbine industry is quickly expanding. And this is at a time when employment numbers are nearing 6% for the rest of the United States. And Lindsay, 10 towers are going up a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So how many people do you need to for the maintenance of those towers?
Quite a bit. Right now, I am hiring about 40 people this month. Sometime around September, October, we're going to be handing over all of our guys for the installation, so I'm going to have to hire about 60 more guys in the U.S. and 20 more guys in Canada.
So, Lindsay, this is just what we were talking about here on The Takeaway. So, you know, energy prices are transforming industries. In the summer of 2008, don't go west to find gold. Go west to find wind and make your riches. Stephen Dubner, you should pack your bags.
Yeah, the guys who used to hunt whales and process whale oil had to figure out what to do when the whales went away, and they started to dig for oil and process oil, right? But, Lindsay, so a couple questions for you. A, are the jobs union jobs? And B, how do they pay compared to the other, you know, the Bureau of Labor Services loves to list the most dangerous jobs in America. Cell phone tower construction is reputed to be one, though there's some controversy. Fishermen, timber cutters. How does this rank, and is it a union job?
It's not a union job for our company, at least. We are based out of Portland, Oregon. We have great benefits as far as pay in relative to, you know, other, I guess, dangerous jobs. To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure, but...
But Lindsay, you're going to check. Lindsay, you're going to check, right? You're going to check, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I think you got Dubner on the line here. I think you got Dubner on the hook. You might be able to close
a
deal.
I enjoy a good view.
We're concerned with safety, so...
So let me just ask you finally, you hired about 20 people this week, and what kind of experience do they have?
A lot of our guys are ex-military. Some of them just have basic mechanical or electrical experience. It's really hard in such a growing and new industry to find anyone that has previous wind turbine industry. So we are hiring people that can show an aptitude and, you know, an attitude to work, and that's pretty much our requirement right now.
T. Boone Pickens is very happy about wind powers. He applied for a job, T. Boone Pickens? That's
no.
A no.
I'll take his resume.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
that's
he'll
right.
Send it.
Well, he's the billionaire oil man in Texas.
We'll
he's
post
got
it
some,
on our website.
Plans of his own for some wind systems. Listen, Lindsay, we wish you all the best, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
Lindsay Peluso, she's the field resource coordinator for Vestas, and they are looking to hire folks who want to work on
more transformations in the energy industry, causing transformations all around the United States. We're always on at The Takeaway. You can catch up with us on our website as well as Facebook and friend feed.
And on today's show, we've talked about where the candidates stand on oil, on energy, rocketing high home energy costs, and a change in prostate screenings.
And here's today's takeaway.
There are bad people out there, but this is life, and you can't avoid life.
Elizabeth Harris, 17-year-old high school student from Rockland County. She called in last Friday and told us about difficult issues in her life and how her parents broke them to her, which was your reason for being here today, Stephen Dubner.
It was, but I'm looking at the Vestas stock price now. It's gone up sevenfold in the last 2 years.
That's what we'll
talk
about next week.
Sevenfold. And we have a challenge to you out there. If there's anything on your mind that your friends are talking about, your family's talking about, we want to hear about it. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.